I'm Pat Rivers, and on this segment of Rochester Speaks, we're excited to have Rock City Rotary as our guests. I think this may be our first time having them on Rochester Speaks, and I know it's their first time doing this radio interview with us. Excited to hear what they are all about and how they are a major player in making our fair city, Rochester, New York, the best it can be. I'd like to welcome Jeff Fabiany. He sits on the board of Rock City Rotary, and he's also in charge of digital engagement. And with Jeff, Barbara Bianchi, membership chair and president-elect at Rock City Rotary. Welcome, guys.
Thanks, Pat, for having us.
So, Jeff, we'll start with you. Tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with Rock City Rotary.
So I'm a young professional, or at least I like to say I'm young. I'm 31 now, but I've been involved with Rotary for almost 3 years. I've been a member for almost 2 years. And for me personally, I had seen a Rotary advertisement on my Facebook feed asking for volunteers to come and check out the club. And that's what I did at that time. And still now I had an interest in kind of doing a little more than just waking up and going to work every day. I wanted to kind of help out and see what ways I can provide to the community and kind of get, you know, a little intrinsic reward from doing something like that. So I went to an interest meeting, and I ended up liking the club. And I became a member, and then eventually a board member, and it brings us to pretty much today.
Now, are you from Rochester?
No, I am from Southern Tier, New York, so Wellsville, which is next to Alfred, because I don't think anyone's going to know where Wellsville is.
So, Barbara, tell me your story. How did you get involved with Rock City Rotary?
Yeah, Pat, thanks so much for having us on. I am a Rochester native, born and grown. I grew up in Irondequoit and graduated from West Irondequoit. I also, like Jeff, am a young professional. I'm a buyer for a local company here in New York. And I found out about Rotary, or specifically Rock City, just the same way as Jeff. We have some great digital engagement. And I saw some ads on Facebook, and I've always loved volunteering. I used to volunteer with a youth organization, and it just seemed like a great way to intersect my professional and personal life and do some good for a city that we all truly love. We're all nerds for Rochester. Anything funky about Rochester, we try and get involved with it. I joined in October of 2019, and like you had mentioned, I'm our incoming president-elect, so I will get to lead a fantastic group of 53 volunteers next year for our Rotary year as we do some good in the city.
I like what you said, nerds for Rochester. I think I'm one of them. I'm a nerd for Rochester. That's my problem. I think you have to have a certain obsession for this city, you know, in order to do the passionate work that you guys do. So tell me a little bit about Rock City Rotary and how does it differ from the regular Rotary that we're all familiar with, made up of businessmen and women, and they have their big luncheons at the convention center. Is that the same thing, or same group?
So we are a chartered Rotary club with Rotary International, and we're the new kids on the block. We only received our charter in 2017. So we had some fearless folks that decided they loved Rotary and they wanted to bring it to the new generations, and here we exist. We center our meetings more so in the evening time versus, you know, the standard Rotary lunch club, have a professional speaker, donate some money. We live by the ethos of roll up your sleeves, get dirty, love your city, and make it better. And so, you know, we try and make sure we have events at all different times throughout the week, whether they're professional service or social events, to really, you know, allow our members to come in, bring their spouses, bring their kids. We are all young professionals, so doing good work in the professional field as well.
Okay, so how many members do you have now?
We currently have 53 members, and we are one of the largest clubs in our district.
No kidding. So now, who can join? Is there a certain age limitation? Because you say you're made up of young professionals.
So, I mean, Pat, you could join us if you feel young at heart in your career.
Young at heart. That's the key right there.
We have members that range from 21 years old up to, I believe, in their 40s. Our average age is 31 years old for the club.
Okay.
But, you know, there isn't really a cutoff.
Okay. So is there an initiation process?
Yeah. So a new member will join and they get a new member, a gift bag with their certificate And we do an introduction for them at our club meeting, which are all virtual right now via Zoom. And anyone's welcome to join those. You just have to register. But it's kind of a virtual initiation, and then they roll their sleeves up and get to work.
Yes, and then speaking of which, putting your manpower to good use, benefiting many other nonprofits in our community through your service events. Tell us about that.
Sure. So our service events, we try to work with partner organizations that kind of have a little bit of a framework set up already. So, you know, we don't really have the workflow of just go out and do something. We generally have a point of contact, and we set up, especially now with COVID, it's a little bit more difficult. We have a point of contact, and we set up time, and then there's slots with which we have an available number of people to show up. For the past year, it's really been numbers only because of restrictions of COVID. But pre-COVID, and hopefully soon post-COVID, we'll be opening that up to both members and non-members. And what we do in service events is we just try to work with nonprofits and help out people that need help in Rochester. You know, some of the people we've worked for is Footlink, down their farm. We've worked with Flower City Pickers, who are, if you're a fan of the public market here in Rochester, they store unsold food for redistribution to sometimes homeless shelters, people that need them. We've worked out with Habitat for Humanity. We've worked with people like Open Door Mission, serving food in food kitchens and whatnot. So there's a vast array and wide assortment of people that we'll work with. It's not exactly one partner or anything like that. We do have a service events chair. Her name's Clara, and she's great. And it's kind of her job on the board to reach out to these people and come up with new opportunities, new and exciting things for us to work on. And then when that happens, we'll put the event up on the site. We'll make an announcement, and then people will sign up.
And you have a pretty impressive website, too, if anybody would like to check it out. What's the address?
It's Rock City Rotary, so that's ROC, not ROCK, rockcityrotary.org.
And is that part of your job, Jeff, is digital engagement?
So we kind of lucked in our club a little bit because we have two professional web developers. I am one of them. You do look at our site. We do take a little bit of pride in our site. And Phil is our other developer here who is currently serving as our engagement committee chair. And he does great work with the website. Part of my job is updating part of the website. So if you go to the website, it definitely won't be stale. It will have current information in it. It will have all our current members. It will have all our current events, of which there's a lot. A lot of them are virtual for now. But if you're interested, you can go look on our website. We do have an interest meeting coming up here in April. Interest meeting is April 20th, 6 o'clock. If you want to register, you can just click the link, and it'll take you to an Eventbrite registration link, and we'll all be there to say hi to you.
Awesome. Now, fundraising is a big part of your organization, and you just had a big fundraiser here this past Friday at Panera Bread over on East Ridge Road. How did that go?
So you'll present a flyer when you go in, and a portion of the meal from that night will get donated to us. But an event that we just collaborated with several other Rotary groups here in Rochester. It was an online auction, and half of the function supported Camp Hackamo, which I'm sure folks in the Rochester area know about. It's a Rotary summer camp for folks in our community with intellectual and physical disabilities for both youth and adults, and I'm sure you've seen the treehouse on Treehouse Masters.
Mm-hmm.
So part of the fundraising from that online auction, we received a benefit from that, and part went to Camp Hackamo. And the benefit that we received will reinvest back into the community. This past month for February, we did a donation to the Urban League of Rochester. So our club members, we took together, we call them Cheers Bucks, at the end of our meeting. We'll say hi, hello, and donate a couple of dollars. And our group did donate to the Urban League of Rochester for Black History Month this past month.
We're speaking with Jeff Fabiany and Barbara Bianchi, members of the Rock City Rotary, our guests on this segment of Rochester Speaks. And I'm sure, like many nonprofits, you face many unique challenges in this pandemic. How are you guys making it through these difficult times?
It was just a year ago that everybody looked at each other and said, what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, our board and our members have responded like nothing I've ever seen. We made a very seamless transition from in-person to virtual. We've done game nights with our members via Zoom. We've done online auctions to fundraise. COVID-safe in-person fundraising when allowable with protocols. And as we progress, hopefully, into a new normal, we're going to consider a hybrid model where we'll have some meetings in person, some in a virtual setting. We've gotten great feedback from fellow Rotarians and our members that, you know, sometimes it's great just to be able to log in from home if you've got the kiddos or you're running late from a meeting, to be able to still participate even if you physically can't get there.
Now, do you guys have an office or a central location that you work out of?
We do not. No, we do not. It's everyone's in their own home and they're donating their time, talents, and resources right from their own home.
Well, I guess that's the beauty of Rock City Rotary right there. You're taking technology to its fullest extent.
Absolutely.
What are some of the bigger events you have coming up?
So we do have, so it's a district training assembly, which is in April. So all the clubs in District 7120, there's 66 clubs in that district, will participate in a district training assembly. And our current district governor, Linda Cole, and our district governor-elect, Janet Tenorino, will lead that. And then also at the end of April, we have volunteering with the Great Lakes Cleanup. So Rotary clubs all along the Great Lakes are volunteering together to clean up our waterways and beautify the city. So we'll be participating with a number of other Rotary clubs here in Rochester to clean up at Durand, at Charlotte, along the Riverway. And a really exciting fundraising event we have coming up in April at the end of the month. We love to do an art auction, so we're turning it online, and it's Artists Rock Online Auction, and it's April 29th, and you can sign up to, bid for different pieces, and it's all local artisans that will be sponsoring in that Artisans Rock online, so it'll be a fantastic event.
And you can check all of that out at your website.
Correct, rockcityrotary.org/events.
RockCityRotary.org. Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add in our remaining moments?
Yeah, I can just be real quick that we do have our interest meeting coming up, and some people, you know, they might have peaked interest in what we had to say, and they might be sitting on the fence. They may be a little hesitant. All of our members, mostly all of them, have come without knowing anybody in the club, just coming because they saw something they liked, and it was, you know, they stepped outside of their comfort zone to come check out an interest meeting. So that's you. You'll fit right in. Come say hello. It shouldn't be too hard to say hello because at least for now you'll be in your home. But just come say hi. See what we're about. It's only about 45 minutes or so, and you'll hear a little bit more details about the club, about the board, about things we've done, and about things that are coming up for us. So it should be pretty interesting.
And what's the date again on that?
April 20th.
April 20th. Well, thank you both very much for taking the time to speak with us this morning. Your first time, and you did great.
Thanks, Pat.
And I wish all the best to Rock City Rotary and your adventures coming up. I'm sure once we're out of this pandemic, it'll be a busy time for all of us.
It sure will. Thank you so much.
I would just say yes, looking forward to it.
Our guest this morning, Jeff Fabiany, on the board of Rock City Rotary and also in charge of digital engagement there. And with Jeff, Barbara Bianchi, membership chair and president-elect at Rock City Rotary. Thanks again, guys.
Thanks, Pat.
And if you'd like to learn more about Rock City Rotary and all that they do in our community, even sign up and become a member, visit them at their website, rockcityrotary.org. That's ROCCityRotary.org.